You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk Podcast.
We are Jason and Stephanie Klass. We've been professional adult content creators for over 5 years, and we're here to talk about all things sexy and awkward.
This content is explicit, so you must be 18 or older to watch or listen.
These are our real life stories, so if any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Visit virginitysnatchers.com to get in on the fun. It's Jason Klass.
And Stephanie Klass.
And today we are here to promote our adult content. Shocker.
Right.
You may not know this, but we don't make a ton of money off the podcast. We make a lot of other people a lot of money off the podcast, but we really hope that our fans will come and check out what we're actually really good at and what we're super passionate about, which our adult content. Now, it may not be exactly what you think it is. This isn't over the top. This isn't Stephanie, you know, faking things or us doing crazy scenarios. This is real life stuff. And okay, maybe the scenarios are kind of crazy.
They are very crazy.
But they are real life. And right now, Stephanie, if they subscribe, what do they get?
They get Virgin 21's video on the wall for free with your subscription, as well as $10 Virgin videos.
That's right. Any Virgin video, she's got 21 plus some comebacks.
Yeah.
And $10 each. Onlyfans.com/StephanieKlass, Fansly.com/StephanieKlass, or VirginitySnatchers.com. If you pop in and say the podcast sent you, we'll give you an extra discount on your first purchase. Come say hi and enjoy the ride. Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, it's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining, and it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll see you online at Awkward XX. So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come.
And that's exactly take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Welcome to Awkward Pillow Talk, y'all. Stephanie's making the bed. If you don't know, we have full videos of all of this on YouTube, so you probably want to check it out. I don't know. Anyways, we've had a really interesting few weeks, and I will say a little part of that is we decided that we wanted to live life a little more pure, right? We went off anxiety meds.
Yeah.
And Which
was pretty bad because, not bad, but like tough because I very much need it, but I think this is better right now.
It is, because essentially what we've decided, well, several things.
if you look up the information on like anxiety meds and stuff like that, it says that if you take them, you know, continually for like 2 years, you're basically like, there's an 80% possibility you'll take them for the rest of your life.
Right.
For me, I started realizing within the last week too, that like the last 2 weeks, that without it, I'm sleeping way better.
Yeah. I like too.
Way better. And, sensitivity wise, like, you were rubbing me last night and it felt just amazing. And
just like your back.
And I have full control over when I come now. Yeah. Whereas before it was, it just takes me forever to come. Now I can blow my load in literally a minute if I want to, or I can just hold off and go forever. Right. And that's just within the last
couple weeks. Yeah.
Now I will give a little extra credit to this fun company that reached out to me. And I'll be honest, like, I did not know what to expect. I'm a picky eater.
Yeah, I didn't know how you were going to handle it.
Like, if you've heard of, is it ARFID? Is that what it's called? Avoided Restrictive Food Intake Disorder? Right. Guaranteed, I am a 100% candidate for it.
Yeah.
Thank God that whatever my obsessions are, which is mainly like peanut butter-based candies and pizza and cheese, seem to have enough, you know, proteins and life-sustaining, you know, things that I can, you know, still function.
Yep.
Apparently it's time to wake up right now. Yeah. Little side fact, Alexa, stop. Every single alarm that we have to wake up to
is
WAP, because there is some hose in this house.
And it's been like that for like the last like, three? Since the song came out, basically.
Yeah, I accidentally said it one time and then couldn't figure out how to unset it.
So we just rolled with it.
We rolled with it, and then we tried to change it to something else. And anything other than that low bass that starts to wake me up in the morning trips me out. Also, nothing will get your ass out of bed faster than making sure that your children don't hear the lyrics to WAP.
Yeah.
Like, there is, like, you turn it off immediately. There's no sleeping through that alarm.
Right.
But I digress. So the honey that this company sent me, again, ARFID, anxiety,
pretty
together, bad. Like this last week, like I'm off my anxiety meds, and I've 100% had this ARFID thing for my entire life. So I remember looking at you and being like, this is like the first time in a while that I've like hesitated to try something.
Well, you hesitate always, but like...
But I had a hard...
You were...
This one, I struggled with it because I didn't know what it was.
I had to look away because I was like, he knows I'm watching him. So.
And I like honey.
Right. You love...
Yeah. I love, like, peanut butter and honey is sandwiches. That's one of my go-tos.
Right.
But there was... I don't know. You know, I never...
Is it going to taste weird?
I never mainlined honey before, you know what I mean?
Right, like, what's the texture?
Never taken a shot of honey straight.
Right. What's the texture going to be like?
So essentially I just, you know, I warmed it up in my hand. It's here. Let me grab it real quick. So I warm this packet up in my hand, cause it kind of comes hard. Thank you. And then you open it up and I just basically shot it down and then sucked down water.
You use it with anything else? Like, can you mix it with things?
You can mix it with things. Yeah. It says you can mix it. But for me, I just figured I'm just going to mainline it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that bad. There was a bit of a weird texture, and I hate texture. So that was my hardest part, is like feeling the kind of, it's a crunchy texture kind of as it goes down.
It's like, it's just when it gets glazed. Like if you have a sandwich that you've made and it's kind of sat
out. I get the entire concept.
No, but like that's like almost good. Like when you have that peanut butter and honey sandwich and it's kind of glazed.
That's how I know this stuff is real, is because of the textures and because it is so sensitive to temperature. So like I know this is a legit product.
Right. And it's really honey. It's not like made from other things.
Right. So for the first 3 days I took it. Well, the first time they tell you take it, you'll feel a warmth come over you. And I was like, oh shit, I actually did. But then that
like
was
when that like morphine hits, like when they IV, you know what I mean?
I've not been on morphine enough.
Or like,
you
know, when they like, or they like put the fluids,
yes.
Yeah, not morphine, the fluids.
Yeah, it's almost like a...
With the, you know, the rush of warmth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just like, oh, it was quick, and it was like, whatever, and I was like, oh.
Was it?
I think I did it, like, right as you left, too, so I was like, ah, oh, damn, I forgot to, like, try it out, like, the bone factor of it. And then the second day I did it again and again, felt the warmth and was like, whatever. Yesterday I did it and then was like, yesterday morning after I had my caffeine, it just felt like the caffeine hit so much harder yesterday. And I'm not on Adderall either right now,
right.
Which is usually like my, I have to wake up with that or two Red Bulls and then I'm still taking a nap.
Right after.
Like that's just how it's been. And then today I did have my Red Bull and I have been buzzed all fucking day.
Like we were supposed to be taking a nap, which was what that alarm was.
Yeah, that alarm was our wake up from the nap.
To start doing
I
this.
Couldn't do it. I'm like buzzing in my fucking teeth. And it's not like a bad energy. This is what I want. We fucked earlier and I tore that shit up. I got proof online if you want to check it out. but no, like that was, it's legit. I've got 5 packets of these that I'm giving to a friend.
I was going to say, yeah, we're going to be giving them to a friend just to see what he thinks as well.
I just want to make sure it's not a placebo effect, you know.
Go ahead and give them to me now because I will deliver it later.
So I've got one more day. They recommend you do 5 days and then take 2 days off and then do 5 days again. So I'll do it again next week. If this is it after just 4 days, like, first off, I'm super fucking impressed.
But what all is it? It's just honey?
It's honey, and it's also got some other stuff in it. But this is the product right here. I've spoken about it enough. I haven't even, like, pumped their name. But it's called Tea Honey by V2. And I will say I'm automatically was interested in working with them, not only because obviously their claims of all this stuff, because this is right up our alley to find and be like, bullshit.
Right.
It is not bullshit. It is also veteran owned.
Oh, okay.
So Marine veteran, you know, USMC is a big part of my family.
Right.
So we're all about supporting the vets. And this is one of those products that you need to try out. I'm telling you, I have not felt anything like this, like, in a long time.
Is this just for men or can women use it too?
I don't care to ask that question because I'm going to keep it for myself.
Well, I just didn't know if this was like, you know, like that one product we used to use where it was like a him and a her type.
You know, I don't know. I can email him and ask. It is, you know, definitely marketed towards men.
Okay.
But maybe I'll ask him, like,
is there a female?
If you try it, like, maybe he just hasn't had women try it and we can see if there's a,
I was just curious, like, if there was like any side effects as far as like,
yeah,
if
I mean,
a woman takes it, or if it's literally only supposed to be for men. Or
that's a good point. Let's find out. I'll email and find out. But regardless, y'all, check this out, please. I'm all about it. I know I've had a few products come on here that I've just recommended, and I either fall out of love with the company, or we just don't get the reciprocation of marketing. In the cases of veteran-owned companies, I don't really give a shit. We're just all about kind of, you know, supporting each other. As a Gold Star family, we absolutely love the vets and we want to make sure that everybody else does too, especially in these tough economy times because we all need help.
Yep.
So check this shit out. We have a code. I believe it is Stephanie Class X. And that'll get you a percentage off on them as well. And if you need help finding it at all, just reach out to us. But this is awesome.
Yeah.
Let's get into a little bit of what we were going to talk about today. So we've been struggling with this past week of just feeling like, not this past week, past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it
was before we stopped the anxiety meds. So that's how I know that it wasn't just the anxiety talking through this. It's, you know, we were on the anxiety meds as this all started.
We were still struggling. And then we came off and I thought it was going to be super hard. But I've almost come to terms with everything that's kind of happened.
It makes you less numb and it makes you be able to see things more clearly. It's like, okay, well, it wasn't me. This is pretty shitty on the other side.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to just us making friends and having friends in the vanilla space and just having them completely taken away from us every time. We're in this super weird position here where we can't really be friends with creators because we have children and our lives are dedicated to our kids.
Right.
And if you know who we are, you know damn well that's true because they're extraordinary, extraordinary human beings. But with that being said, we can't make friends with a bunch of creators because the majority of them are not going to be parents. And they have that flexibility to travel.
Or they're single women and they don't want to
deal with me.
Or deal with a couple. Or deal with traveling all the way over to us.
So it's like, okay. And whatever. And mind you, like, collaborating with us is not even having sex with us. Like, we don't care.
Just do photos.
We can do photos. We can have fun. We can have a pool. Like, come hang out with us. Do a podcast with us. Like, anything. That's collaborating.
Nasty, nasty. Like,
but it could be.
But it could be. But, like, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't have to be completely X-rated. It could be. We could do stuff for, like, Instagram or TikTok or whatever.
But,
like,
we tend to not be able to make creator friends.
Yeah.
And we had, I mean, I think one of the biggest heartbreaks that we've had was our creator friend loss that we had, where essentially because we met early before, you know, her significant other was fully, like, aware of everything, we got cut out. And we lost so many things from that, you know, that we were like, okay, to respect our friendship and to save it, we will not release these things that I spent a lot of money on and so much time editing.
Right.
To respect, you know, some boundaries that were not discussed.
Prior to filming
these and now things,
which we were fully in the right to because she told us we could. And then it was all of a sudden, no, actually, he's not comfortable. Stop selling him. Please. And we could just be dicks and be like, no. And sell it anyways, but
we won't be. Nice. But ultimately, like, what hurts the most out of all of that is not only did we stop selling the videos to save the friendship, we still lost the fucking friendship.
Right.
Like, we respected everything and we still lost the fucking friendship. So now we lost the videos that are honestly some of my best work.
Yeah.
Some of my best stuff because I took so much time editing them.
Right.
And I haven't done scripted since then. Like, it started turning into this thing where we would make these plans to do a scripted thing and then it would get canceled. And I put so much effort in because I remember we were going to do this Halloween one where it was like, they had asked if I could do a floating thing across the screen.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck yeah. So I went into this whole deep dive learning how to do a fucking visual effects. Guys, I'm not a fucking visual effects artist.
Right. You're not CGI.
I'm not a cameraman professionally. I fucking learned how to do it.
Right.
And then come the day it got canceled, it got pushed. And then, past Halloween, no point to do it now.
Right.
And then one of my favorite things that I think we've ever done, and I spent money on to vote both hotel, the food, the travel for the other person, is we had this three girls. It was you and two others. And me. And I got blindfolded and we did the reverse of what you did for your gangbang.
It was called Secret Spouse.
Secret Spouse. And it was, you know, you come and basically each girl will come suck my cock. And then I'll eat each one of them out. And then I'll fuck each one of them.
And I had to
guess. I was blindfolded and I had to guess which one was Steph each time, which I did.
Yep.
It was a blast. I would love to do it again. And right. We were actually looking to try to make it done with other couples to where we could like say, hey, can you pick your spouse out? And we'd started out this like whole kind of like series type thing that we tried to get rolling with it. But then all that shit happened. And I had to completely nix the entire fucking idea.
Right.
This is all like months and months of work that we threw away to preserve a friendship that ultimately fucking crumbled. And it's just like, I get it. Like, you're trying to save your own home relationship, but like, these friendships, when we lose them, are just as equally hard as like losing a family member.
Or losing...
Because we honestly put our hearts into our friendships. Like, you and I are... We love people with all of our heart. Right. That's the only way we can do it.
We're either all in or you won't know anything about us. Like, there's no in-between for us. We are full, like, 100%. You can know everything about us. And that's what's tough.
And that you have to at this point. We come through and we say, if you're going to meet us, you have to know everything about us now if you want to be our friends. Because this... coming back and changing your mind on us afterwards is so hurtful.
Good. Thank you. Like, I appreciate that.
I keep telling people too, like, we're doing decently well for ourselves in general, but like, it's also one of the lowest points for us because we came from real estate.
Right.
So it's like the amount of money I, you know, was able to attain versus what we're pulling in now is totally
different. In the toughest economy.
Yeah.
Ever.
And I keep telling people, like, look, I know that I am a high income earner. I can do a lot of shit that is, I mean, I'm not trying to like blow my toot my own horn, so to speak. Blow my horn.
Blow your own horn. Hey, hey.
Whatever, all of it.
You can blow your horn if you want to.
But I know that, like, creativity-wise, business-wise, like, I've proven myself
right.
to be able to do it multiple times. So it's not a matter of if this will take off. It's a matter of when.
Right.
And the friends that are with me now are going to be the friends that I don't think twice about when we just take them along with us.
Right. On as shit. Long as they're comfortable with it.
Yeah. Like which... I'm never going to push you into doing something you don't want. That's not who I am.
Right.
And I told another person recently who I know she listens to the podcast, and I told her, I was like, I just want to be friends at this point. And she just kind of was like, well, hey, look, I know you guys want me to film and I'm uncomfortable with it. And we're like, at this point, it's fine. Like,
right.
we just want friends, like somebody we can talk to. And I still feel like she feels like there's this overbearing thing to like film with us. And it's like, no, honest to God, like we just need fucking friends at
that
this point.
We can, like, that you know what it is that we do. You're cool with what it is that we do. And you can just come and we can just talk, like, openly talk, like, and not be like, oh, how was your weekend? You got any fun plans? Be like, no, like, I have something cool lined up. Can I tell you about it? Or I did something cool. Can I tell you about it? And like, yeah, and not judge and not have to feel like, okay, it has to be the superficial, like, friendship. It could be like, we can have the deep conversations. So
the other side of this whole, we can't make friends with creators is we also can't make friends with swingers. Because the swingers find out that we film things
right.
and automatically think that, oh, we're not real swingers.
Right,
we're creators. We're doing it for creation. Well, no. We're doing it. We say that we only play while filming because our time is limited.
Right.
Again, our priority in life is our children.
Obviously, we have to make money.
We have to make money. But
so that's why we...
If we're going to play, we're going to film.
Right. That's where yeah. I was getting at. Yeah.
If we're going to play, we're going to film. So it has nothing to do with, oh, we're not real swingers because we don't, you know.
We started out as swingers. We've been swingers for, what, 11 years?
Yeah, if you haven't listened to the podcast, I think we have some pretty decent insights on the lifestyle and the stories that we've
been
through.
And, like, how slow it was that we took it. It's not like we were like, oh, let's do content creation. Oh, now let's become swingers. It's like, no, 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 no.
So you can be a swinger and a friend of ours without having sex with us, too.
Right.
If you want to be on film... Cool. We'll talk about it at some point. Like, bring it up. Say, hey, but yeah, like, I would be open. But I'm never going to push it on you. It's just not who I am. I don't right. flirt with women, and I don't push people into things.
Right.
We got your other friend, you know, that your childhood friend who, you know, we've been there for support constantly. And we don't ask her to return. We do offer, like, her to join us because she's another person that we just enjoyed being around. And she was comfortable with that stuff. And she continually made hints that she wanted to join back in. And she'd said, okay, after I get through this one part of my life, I want to try it. I want to have the flexibility to do this. So we gave that offer. That offer became real. We even offered a spot in our garage for her to be able to stay if need be.
Right.
And then we have not heard boo. I messaged her on right around Christmas with my new number, said, hey, it's Jason. Just wanted to let you know. Got new numbers, Merry Christmas, never got a response. She's friends with us on Facebook, so she could have responded to us anywhere on there if she was, like, messaging us and
wasn't getting a response.
She's also connected with me on WhatsApp. So at this point, yeah, we feel a bit abandoned. This is the same person that we've, you know...
Gone on vacations with. She knows, you know, our whole family. She's been there through so much stuff, and we've been there for her for... through so much stuff, and it's like, ouch, okay. But, you know.
That's just kind of, and I realize this is kind of us unloading on people today.
Sorry,
but,
guys.
And we're going to make a lot of enemies at this point, but honestly, like, we'd rather have the, like, open enemy than the person just not, like, speaking to us. And, by the way, if you know us at all, we're the most forgiving people in the world. Well, we will take everybody back, usually. But if you do it to us multiple times, we're not dumb.
Yeah. And, you know, it's one of those things where I'm like, I can only take so much before I just turn, not spiteful, but just...
I won't let her get spiteful. I am her voice of reason, so I'm not really worried about that.
No, but
like,
I'm just
if she was solo, if I get knocked out by any means, she is going to be vengeful.
I'm
and you are
burning bridges, guys.
You better hope I stay alive for your protection.
Because I'm ready to just say... fuck all y'all. Like,
I'm more about the open communication because I feel like it is simply yeah, it sucks that that person, these people, have felt the pressure of society to disconnect from us.
There's only one person that gets a pass, and I'll just leave it at that. And she is...
Oh, yeah, she gets unconditional love, and, yeah, there's...
No reason. Doesn't matter how long it goes between us texting, no matter what, I will never abandon her. And I know she will never abandon me.
So. Yeah, no, there's, we have our people like that, but for me, it's just, everything hurts all around, because it's like, I have nobody I can vent to. My fucking brother, you know, he's basically dead to me.
Yeah.
And then I have, you know, dad gone.
Not
dead, but just, you know, stolen by a and maybe a red flag. I don't know if I need a red flag this part.
You might need to red flag that one.
we'll see. But like, so for me, it's constantly like, as I try to do better for myself and do what I want to do, it's other people that just, I'm not sure if they don't like to see me succeed or what it is. I don't feel like I've been mean to anybody.
No.
So it just sucks to constantly feel like we have to like explain ourselves or be like,
or be overly like, not cautious. Like I hate being overly cautious. I hate feeling like I have to walk on eggshells to make a new friendship, but I don't want the very first thing that we've ever like, I walk up to somebody brand new and be like, hey, guess what I do for work? Let me go ahead and tell you now, or else, you know, like, so you can walk away. Cause it's like, you don't approach it like that, but like,
it is not always rainbows and butterflies in this world. We would love to find vanilla friends. And I guess this is part of our, not even vanilla, just friends.
Just friends. People you don't that have to just be vanilla.
Just be a person.
As who we are with what it is that we do in our work, in our life, and how we are attached at the hip. And
we know there's other people out there like us. We can't be this unique.
Right.
But I think that the other people that are like us have maybe not gotten out of their anxiety yet.
Right.
They haven't accepted it or haven't figured out that it's okay yet.
Right.
So, and we've always said this. We've said from day one, I laughed about it. I was like, you watch, we're going to end up being the ones that are teaching our people our age and, you know, 20 years from now how to swing. Yeah. And then here we are with a podcast on how to swing. It was 10 years later.
But close enough.
I called it from like day one.
Yeah.
Because I was like, we're getting in this so early. And I realized that everybody that we see is so old and we're so uninterested, but we are interested in this, in the dynamic. And right now, if we just keep pushing, we keep exploring.
Eventually we will be the seasoned vets.
Yes. And I feel like we are probably pretty close to being at that point. Maybe not fully seasoned.
I mean, we're not fully seasoned and we're definitely not at the age range still, but we are creeping up closer to it than and I would like to accept.
I hope that at some point we were able to like look back on this and be like, damn, you know, these were those times that like we knew that we went through like loneliness so that we could find our community.
It's like, you know, like that midlife crisis, like where you just have that like full like, but like we're doing it together and we're in our mid-30s, but like I feel like that's, oh yeah, I hope that's not our midlife crisis, because
that's not a long life.
I don't like that anyways.
No, I agree though. I think it's everybody's goes through their transition at some point,
their metamorphosis.
This last year has been very transformative for us. Our relationship's only grown, which has been fucking awesome. Things have gotten weirder all around. The world, our kinks, everything.
Friends.
But it seems like it's getting better. We're coming up on 1 year of doing this podcast. This is probably the last episode before our 1 year.
Really? When was it that we started it?
I think it was April 3rd. We may do one more before that, but lately it's been about 2 weeks between our podcasts because we're trying to reel things in. I would like to do more, but it's a matter of whether or not guests...
There could be one more. There could be.
Yeah, well, this is one of the last ones before the anniversary.
What number are we on?
We're at over 80.
Okay. I was going to say, how cool would it have been if it was like 100th episode for the 1 year, or, you know, some...
We might not be far from that.
I don't know. That'd be,
we definitely have just put our entire thoughts and life into this podcast.
Whether it's good, bad, us like ragging on people, like, or our wins, our losses, our whatever. Like, we, this is our real life. Like, it's not like we're only showing you parts of our life. It's like, this is us.
Yeah. This is your full reality show. You know, the stuff that MTV produced. Nah, fuck that. We're giving you the real life insight.
Right.
It's awesome at times. I don't want to have any other job other than the one that I have with you.
Right.
But it is super isolating, and I see how much you need a social interaction, and we both just in general need validation from time to time, because that's just, for me, I say often, I was a salesman. I need goals and I need to celebrate my wins.
Well, and what's nice is that, like, I have, you know, we have that one couple that, like, we can talk to them about, and then I have, you know, another friend that I can occasionally, like, talk about things. And so last week we were talking about the test that I was going to take, and I was like, look guys, this might be TMI, but like, you both know what it is that I do, so like, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this because I'm genuinely excited about it and I wanted someone to tell it, and neither one of them seemed like phased or uncomfortable. They were asking about it, so like,
that's how it should be, because we are excited about things first off that are like, this is groundbreaking health technology that we got. This wasn't just like something that was like, oh, hey, somebody gave me free STD test. No, this shit is absolutely fucking amazing.
So like, I'm excited to go and tell them tonight and be like, hey guys, guess what? I got the results. Like, well, I mean, you're not going to believe this.
I wasn't even intending to do this transition, but what more of a natural way of doing it?
I was looking for the way to do it.
Were you?
I was.
Well, look at this. So STD Hero, I reached out to them through SDC and I said, hey, we've been looking for a testing sponsor for quite a while, because first off, when you're dealing with virgins, if you want to go raw with them,
right,
they're not going to go to their doctor's office and be like, yeah, I've not been sexually active, but I would like to be tested. Insurance doesn't cover that shit.
Right. Not unless they've just had their most recent physical, and even then it might not cover all that still.
This right here is, I mean, it's cheap. And just in general, like, if you're a virgin and you're looking to go and get into the swinger lifestyle, or if you're just an inexperienced person,
or just want to have sex,
with strange people, this is your key right here. 100%. It's so fucking easy. You don't have to worry about insurance. You don't have to worry about your doctor or having a weird conversation,
or like going to the physical doctor. Like, it is all done at your house.
They literally mailed this to us. It came with a cup for pee. It came with this cool red button. This is what I keep telling everybody about, is this cool red
button.
It literally, we just put it right here on her arm and then we pushed, and there was a vial attached to it, and it just drained the blood.
It wasn't
within 5 minutes. She had the full vial. We pulled it off. We put the cap on.
You peeled it off. You just pushed. It was like a little sticky.
Yeah. And you didn't even feel it.
No,
and
that was,
I will show proof. Actually, let's show proof. We can do the cut right here of you freaking out. A little closer to the leg. Turn the
leg right here. I'm just not going to watch now.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. All right, so we're going to clean off the center.
I'm going to close my eyes too. Sorry, guys.
Oh, you're so scared.
I am. I don't want it to hurt.
No, well, they said you might not even notice.
I know, but I'm probably going to notice. Were you supposed to feel that?
Yeah, that's what you were. Get stuck to your arm.
Just checking. Oh, boy.
Off.
We get a little dry first.
I'm going to explain. We have to take off the safety cap.
Are you supposed to do that before safety you put it off? On?
Yep.
Oh, shoot.
And then the adhesive on the back has been removed.
It's still wet.
I'm going to get my breath germs all over it now. And then we go right here.
Okay, no, wait. Hold up. Don't push it yet.
All right. And we push all the way down and then release. Turn.
All right, set a timer.
Set a 5-minute timer.
5 minutes.
Stay.
Starting now.
Did it hurt?
No.
Did you feel it at all?
I don't know. I think in my head it was going to be so much worse that I still thought it was, oh my.
Has it come?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Before we put it in.
I was so scared. I thought it was going to hurt so bad because, like, it's got to hurt, but.
And then this is you being like, oh, no, it didn't hurt. But we got the results back, first off, for this one first. Not first, but we'll talk about this one first. All clear. Good to go. Ready to play.
Yeah.
The other one that we got, this oral HPV test. Now, this one was interesting. As I was speaking to Alan, who is the owner of MyBLS, him and his wife are really, really awesome people, which is why we wanted to work with them and, you know, essentially push this technology out to the world.
Right.
So with this, Alan was explaining to me that oral HPV, there are some strains that can cause cancer, both throat or vaginal, depending on the strain. Now, lots of people have strains of HPV, but there is these certain strains that for certain people could be an issue. And this test tests for those strains so that you know whether or not you are putting somebody at risk. If you're clear from this, then you know you're not putting anybody at risk for any type of HPV issues that could lead to cancer.
Right.
So this was awesome. It came back nice and clear. Good to go.
Yeah.
Now, this one, let me tell you, this one's not sexual.
No.
But maybe the most life-changing, because I told her, hey, Angela is her name. I said, Angela, if you got anything else that we can represent, we would love to. Now, I'm going to ask Angela now. Angela, can you send one to me and maybe any other allergy tests? Because this changed our fucking world, rocked our foundation.
Me to my core. I've been so hurting with congestion for years, like it's so bad. And I just thought it was just like pollen allergies.
You all can listen back to some of the podcast show.
I always just sound so like stuffy and like I always feel like I've got like a head cold and like I never do. Like I can feel it right now, like as I'm talking. But apparently,
we found out that she is allergic to her favorite foods, the foods that she eats constantly. Barley, which is in beer. Mozzarella, pizza. Which is in pizza. Milk.
And wheat. Like, what am I going to eat now, guys?
So obviously, we're going to be doing some life changes, and some of them are going to be easier than others.
I can have chicken and rice, though.
Chicken and rice, and she can't cut out mozzarella. We've just decided
that one
she'll suffer with, and maybe we do it.
Not so bad.
Maybe in moderation, we'll do it more.
Maybe
you know?
I have to have less mozzarella.
Maybe we don't do the extra cheese from now on, but that's fine.
Because that's usually when I can feel it the most. Realizing now that like whenever my congestion always feels the worst, it's because we've had pizza.
So this one was super easy. It was just a blood test. That was it.
Same little red button. I did it on that one or whichever one.
We sent out the results on Thursday and we got our results yesterday. So Wednesday.
I think they were processing them on, what was it, Monday or Tuesday? They say 48 hours after receiving the sample. So,
they received the sample on Monday because we sent them out on the last day they recommend us sending.
Right.
And that was our bet. But if you were to get tested on a Monday, I'm fairly certain they'd be able to get your results back by Friday. Now,
don't quote us on that.
Now, Alan was telling me they were the third largest testing laboratory in the U.S., and they were one of the pioneers for being able to test for COVID.
COVID, also. Like the CDC was sending them tests.
Yeah, so they know their stuff, and I'm telling you, this was a game changer. I would love to find out more. I want to know mine, and we want to know if there, I believe there's an airborne allergy too.
Yes, there's another allergy. I think it's more, like airborne, so like pollen.
We would love to figure out all of that. This is the coolest stuff ever, guys, and it was so cheap. This is the future of healthcare.
And once you take it, you put it back in this little envelope, or not envelope, but
prepaid envelope, and just drop it in your own mailbox.
Put it in your mailbox. That was it.
Yep, and I'm telling you, this is absolutely amazing. And this right here in particular is going to be a game changer for swinger resorts.
Yes.
Like you're about to go on a trip with your group You're going to go ahead and get this done right beforehand.
Get that done.
And I was talking to Alan. They're talking about developing something that basically shows it's like an ID. Because, look, our testing, I think I should tell maybe a little bit about the testing stories that we had. Because, like, prior to finding this, we had the worst testing experience at who's considered one of the best, the top testing agencies by all the talent in the, you know,
industry.
They could not draw her blood.
It was colder.
They allowed
than...
us to drive back home 45 minutes before telling us they weren't able to get enough blood. When I went, they gave me this Q-tip and they go, stick it up your ass and swirl it around. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm supposed to do that. And she goes, test here says you're supposed to do that. I need you to go stick it up your ass and swirl it around. I'm pretty certain she didn't say ass, but
she goes, stick it. She goes, all right, now you gotta go.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Well, I don't remember. I'm pretty sure she didn't say ass.
No,
but so I went into the bathroom reluctantly, peed in a cup, stuck a Q-tip up my ass, and swirled it around a few times, and then shamefully brought this dirty Q-tip back to the lady to process. To which she looks at me and goes, "Oh, guess you didn't have to do that." And she throws it away.
Yep. Just threw it away. Just right there in her trash can.
I was like, okay. So now are you going to make her stick a Q-tip up her ass for fun too?
You're like, just for funsies?
And she goes, no. And I was like, okay. You can't be bad at your job and not have a fucking sense of humor.
Right.
So they told us that we had to get you retested. I came back clear. I was
Well, no, they had like many, many people that...
Yeah, you had four attempts. You looked like a junkie by the time you were done.
It was like, boom, 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 boom. And none of them could get it. I mean, it was so cold in there, too.
Your veins were blown.
Like, it was so bad. I think it was here, 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 and here. And it hurt.
Yeah, like, and they were like, okay, well, we've reached the maximum number of pricks. We couldn't do it.
Sorry.
So we drove...
all the way back.
No, I'm sorry. That was when they thought they had gotten enough.
They're like, I guess we'll just take what we have.
This
should be enough, we hope. And we were like, okay.
We get almost 45 minutes back into our drive home because we had to drive it an hour plus to get out there. And they call and they say, hey, can you actually turn around because we didn't get enough blood? And I said, fuck no, we can't.
We're like, no,
we're almost home. They go, okay, well, we'll have to, you know, schedule you for somewhere else nearby. And
so that was another like 30 minute drive.
Went out there and they couldn't get any blood from you at all. So we were just like, cool. Now we've wasted this. I'm not sure if I got the refund for it. I'm pretty sure I would have gotten the refund for it. But regardless, so I was able to be tested and you weren't.
So no, then we went to like Quest or something.
That was after.
Right. And then so like this was like our third attempt at me getting tested all within like a week. And I'm pretty sure all my bruises were still there. Walk in, I was just like, all right. They couldn't do it. And he was just like, damn. Like, one and done. Got it. And it was just like, Thank God.
Like, that shouldn't be the experience that anybody has to go through to get STD testing when you have something this easy. The red button on her arm got blood so much faster than...
Oh, and we've tried the at-home pricking.
Oh, at-home. It was like milking my fucking finger. And they let one of the... Because the test was expiring, I bought bulk because they didn't have a scheduling thing. So I bought like four tests at once. And they sent me tests that were expiring 3 months later.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't need to be tested again right now because we hadn't played with anybody.
Right.
And I emailed them. I was like, can I extend this because it's about to expire? And you guys only sent me 3 months. They said, no, sorry. So I wasted like $170 on a test because they wouldn't let me. So this, again, absolute game changer. We do have a code for it. Awkward Talk 10. Go to myblslabs.com. Use code Awkward Talk 10 and get your discount. It is amazing.
I know this seems like such a silly thing to like be excited about, but my God, like for somebody that like has such a hard time, like in general, like not like with blood, but just like getting your blood drawn. And it's such a to do. It's such a mental thing for me to like know that, okay, I have to go get my blood drawn and this, that, and the other. And I feel like when I know that, it's like, oop, okay, there they go. There, my veins are not gonna cooperate. Didn't matter. Super easy.
Yeah, we were skeptical at first.
I was like, there's no way this is gonna work. And then he pushed that button and then I said, okay, well, it says it could take 1 to 2 minutes. And I think
I looked away for a second. I looked back over and you're like, where is it at? And I was like, oh shit, it's at the top. Like, it's password.
You're like, we gotta stop. And it was like maybe 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
So I was like, good to go. So.
But I hope y'all liked our episode today. This was a ramble. Yeah. I'm sure that we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, this is us med free. This is 100% just who we are in general. And we're going to approach life this way until the anxiety gets us and we say, fuck it. And, you know,
go back on it.
Or we just push forward and continue life the way we are and continue to create friendships with people who are equally like us.
Right.
Because life is a lot more fun when I'm not living in this weird numb fog.
Right. Because I know they're out there. Don't get me wrong, y'all.
There are people that do absolutely need to go on some medications for a little bit to find yourself. It helped. I could not have been where I am right now without having been able to think clearly without anxiety for a while.
Right.
And again, I'm not saying I'm cured.
No.
By any means.
But we now know the red flags and the triggers and the, like...
It gave us time. The anxiety meds gave us time to process our thoughts and our lives. And now that we know where our support system stands, we know where we stand, we know who we are.
And, like, I know, like, that, okay, that little, you know, buzzer going off in your head saying, like, something's not right, listen to it. Because, like, when I was pre-medicated to medicated to now, I was right every single time. So it's like, whether I was on the medication or not, that little thing's going off in your head, just listen to it.
You're talking about, like, your intuitions of people and their behaviors behind your back?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Sorry. Yeah. I knew where I was going.
I think everybody else did too. I just wanted to loop it in for the people that may have, like, zoned out for a second. So.
Got it. Yeah.
Because I did, which is.
Got it. Yep.
Just looping it back. Thank you all again for listening. Keep in mind, we've got discounts on our pages right now. We'd love for you to come join us and see the naughtiness that we get into. Yeah. We are releasing a ton of content. And in fact, right now you can see Virgin 21 for free if you subscribe to either Fansly or OnlyFans. It's onlyfans.com/StephanieClass, or go to awkwardtalk.com or awkwardpillowtalk.com, virginitysnatchers.com, or if you're looking to play, awkwardxxx.com.
Yeah.
We've got people signing up to SDC using our code, and what it does is it connects you to us. We've got a group on there called the Awkwardly Sexy Society that we were looking to grow, but we're not quite there yet.
We're just kind of collecting.
So come join us. Come collect and join our Awkwardly Sexy Society, and hopefully we will see everybody soon. We are really gunning that.
I just realized that it's just ass.
Yeah.
Did you do that on purpose? You did that on purpose.
My goal is within a year or two that we will be able to essentially create these group events and have our people come together. So stay tuned and help us create these dreams. If you're an anxious person, if you're somebody that thinks you could see yourself, you know, coming and you know, being on vacation with us, let's make a reality. Let's speak it into existence and let's start working towards the goal. All right, guys, thank you so much again for watching us. We are humbled every time we see the numbers. And thank you again. It's Jason Class.
And Stephanie Class.
And today we are here to promote our adult content. Shocker.
Right.
You may not know this, but we don't make a ton of money off the podcast. We make a lot of other people a lot of money off the podcast, but we really hope that our fans will come and check out what we're actually really good at and what we're super passionate about, which is our adult content. Now, it may not be exactly what you think it is. This isn't over the top. This isn't Stephanie, you know, faking things or us doing crazy scenarios. This is real life stuff. And okay, maybe the scenarios are kind of crazy.
They are very crazy.
But they are real life. And right now, Stephanie, if they subscribe, what do they get?
They get Virgin 21's video on the wall for free with your subscription, as well as $10 Virgin videos.
That's right. Any Virgin video, she's got 21 plus some comebacks.
Yeah.
And $10 each. OnlyFans.com/StephanieClass. Fansly.com/StephanieClass. Or virginitysnatchers.com. If you pop in and say the podcast sent you, we'll give you an extra discount on your first purchase. Come say hi.
and enjoy the ride.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxx.
So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there.